Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much. 17 till, I should say. But I'm still Jim Blasingame. And I can tell time. I just don't say it right. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me laugh at myself. And you're laughing with me. I can tell. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's no laughing matter there. We've got lots of stuff that we're serious about our website. We want to make sure that you've got the maximum opportunity to be successful, and that's what that website's for. And by the way, this month is that website's 13th birthday. So we've been around a long time, been trying to deliver the kind of things that will help you with your small business. Lots of stuff there, including the incredible body of work, the unsurpassed anywhere else on planet Earth other than his own website, body of work that Tim Berry has deposited with us over the last 12 and a half years. So please check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things that are there. And don't forget to take our poll question. Tim Berry is with us. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software. They're the makers of Business Plan Pro. Tim, you were talking about, we're talking about strategy and you, in terms of business planning and management fundamentals. And you say that there are three things we must look at and two questions that we have to ask.
Yeah, but I have something else to say before we go to that.
Okay.
Which is, I send people to your website all the time.
Thank you.
And the way that has grown over 12 years, organically and intelligently at the same time, couldn't be duplicated. That's an enormous wealth of knowledge that's well cataloged, easy to access, and very valuable.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Now, what were we talking about?
Three things to look at and two questions to ask. Yeah.
Now, the three things to look at, you have to say them in sequence, but they're all interrelated and enmeshed together. You don't separate them very well. But the first is your business identity. The second is your market focus. And the third is your business offering focus.
Hmm.
And having said that, and
say them again.
There's your business identity.
Right.
There's your target market focus and your business offering focus. And the identity of your business is like a fingerprint almost. You are different. Even it's not the same. You think about how every restaurant is different.
Right.
Your identity is what sets you apart, what a customer would say to a non-customer to describe your business, what they would say first.
It's basically it could be your elevator pitch.
Yes, your core competence, your strengths and weaknesses, what makes you and your business, you.
If you're one of the Italian restaurants in town, somebody describing you, they would say, their food is Northern Italian. That might be how they would.
Or they're the one that's right by the fairgrounds, or they're the one that's on the highway out of town,
right,
or whatever. But
the handsome or beautiful owner, one of those two.
Yes.
All right.
In our case, Jim.
So now, tell us why this is. Why are these three things to look at important?
We're going back to the fundamentals in strategy.
Right.
And these three things are Tim's secret to reviewing a strategy in a way that isn't full of academic and really gets to the point. That's why they're important.
So if you're trying to find a way to net your business plan out, to focus on the things that really matter, you got to be able to differentiate yourself because that's what the idea is for. All right, market focus, what's that all about?
It's almost as important who you're not selling to as who you're selling to. In order to survive and prosper in our complicated world, unless you are the largest company in the world or one of, you need to understand how you're focusing on a certain subset of people or organizations who are going to buy what you're selling. Please everybody.
If you're a small business owner, you don't have to conquer the world to be successful. In fact, trying to conquer the world will cause you to fail.
Yes, and if you're the Italian restaurant, you don't have to have drive-through hamburgers and $4 coffee,
right,
and the whole spiel of things. You're the Italian restaurant.
Right.
So You're not selling to everybody means, okay, so I'm going to get the kids who are having the date, or I'm going to get the old folks, or I'm going to get the parents who need the kids to be fed really fast. You're
right.
Going to select certain groups, because I'll tell you this, in our demographic, if they're the restaurant that's comfortable for all the families to take whole collections of loud children,
right,
they're not also going to be the restaurant for the college kids on a date.
Or the people wanting a romantic evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, you can't please everybody, so you have to make sure you please somebody.
That's exactly right. Profiling is not good in politics, but in business, profiling is essential, is what you're saying.
Oh, that's great. You write that on the wall. No, your newsletter says write that on a rock.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what about the offering?
The same kind of thing. You can't do everything. So we've already talked about how you're for the romantic evening, or you're for the families with kids, or you're for fast, people who need it fast. Well, your business offering, and this leads us to those two questions, but
right,
your business offering then, if you can't do everything, what are you going to do that that matches these other two? Remember I said the three are
right,
enmeshed.
Yeah. I tell people to stick to the simplest way I can tell people to think about your offering, find out what you're good at, stick to your knitting.
Yeah. And you know, if you're in the Italian restaurant, your business offering is a combination of what's on the menu, how much it costs, how well it's cooked,
right,
and the ambiance in the restaurant, and the location and the parking. I mean, all of that is your business offering.
Absolutely. Tim, hold on to that thought. By the way, it's paloaltosoftware.com, right, and bplans.com.
Paloalto.com.
That's right. I'm sorry. Paloalto.com and bplans.com. Bplans is where you can go to see hundreds of examples for free of business plans that you can use for your own benefit. And we'll come back. Tim's going to tell us what those two questions are. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.